Governor Corbett says he changed his mind because he believes without this legislation, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered Pennsylvanians are not protected from housing and job discrimination.
In the last few months in discussions, it was made clear to me that federal law did not cover what House Bill and Senate Bill 300s would cover. I had a presumption that it did.
State Representative Brian Sims of Philadelphia, who is openly gay, says even with Corbett's support, his proposed legislation is not a slam dunk.
There's still a lot of opposition to this in the State House, even though we have historic support for it. Now the governor supports it, a majority of Pennsylvanians support it, certainly a majority of the Democrats in Harrisburg support it, and a handful of Republicans, and I hope that can grow now, as we're seeing from really the top down in the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, that you can be supportive of LGBT civil rights and still be, a card-carrying party Republican.
The chairman of the House State Government Committee, Republican Darrell Metcalf, opposes the bill and has vowed to block it. Philadelphia City Councilman Jim Kenney says he's encouraged that Corbett has come around on the issue.
This time has well come and gone for us to be fair to all people, regardless of who they are or how they live. And I think that's a wonderful step in the right direction for Pennsylvania. If you look at some of the surrounding states, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Delaware, are all states where people are going to live because they're either same-sex couples or they're LGBT people, and they feel that there's a place that they're welcome.
Representative Sims says this gives him hope that Pennsylvania could also legalize same-sex marriage. Governor Corbett says he still opposes that idea, and his administration is defending in court the state's gay marriage ban. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.